Governor Dunleavy eliminated school bond debt reimbursement this year after cutting it in half last year. That change in 2019 prompted the local assembly to approve a property tax increase July 4th. That was to make up for the unexpected loss of revenue. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao told the assembly during a May 1st work session that the loss of nearly $470,000 in state funding is the biggest challenge for the borough financially.
This proposed budget was built assuming that this elimination will stand and that the state will not fund any school bond debt reimbursement. The governor has vetoed this funding, and unless the legislature reverses this with a 3/4 majority, it will not be funded to any municipality in Alaska.
In making his line item vetoes for the state budget, the governor said those could be made up with one-time federal funding for COVID-19 response, but the borough is not certain if that's going to happen without a legislative decision. The state also is cutting a payment to the municipality formerly called revenue sharing, bumping the state funding loss to over $500,000. To cushion the blow, the borough is proposing to spend $400,000 in savings from a surplus in the general fund from last year. Departments like Parks and Recreation, Police, and Fire had vacant positions that went unfilled and came in under budget. The borough also saw unexpected investment income and sales tax revenue that year. The assembly approved budget policies back in January that included using that past surplus. The spending plan also uses more of a Secure Rural Schools federal payment to fund the school district than it has in prior years. The budget would continue flat funding of $1.8 million for the school district. Spending down savings also will allow the borough to grant a property tax cut this year. Inside Service Area 1, the old city limits, the tax rate could drop from 12.3 mils to 11.5 mils.
For a $100,000 property assessment, this would mean a savings of $80 from last year. A $300,000 assessment, this would mean a savings of $240. So you can see this 11.5 mils, and this is for Service Area 1, is pretty comparable to 2017 and 2018. You can see up above, area-wide, outside Service Area 1 would be 3.8 mils compared to 4.33 last year and 4.35 the previous year.
The budget does not set the property tax rate. That's done by assembly resolution later on in the year. However, the spending plan assumes the tax cut will be passed by the assembly. Overall, spending in the general fund at $9.8 million represents an increase of nearly 4%. That means spending's going up in most general fund departments. For instance, the assembly's travel and training fund would nearly double to pay for a trip to Washington, D.C., along with multiple trips to Juneau and Anchorage for the mayor and an assembly member. The budget as proposed would pay for an additional maintenance person and once again create a separate maintenance department for borough buildings. That's instead of having it part of the Public Works Department. It's a change that's expected to cost an additional $100,000. At the same time, this budget would reduce funding to the Chamber of Commerce, Clausen Museum, KFSK, and Mountain View Manor Food Services. Tao told the assembly that the budget does not plan for any raises for department heads or workers represented by the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association, though she said that money could come from elsewhere.
PMEA negotiations have been postponed because of COVID-19, and they were supposed to begin this last month. We did budget for a 50% increase in health insurance, which we have just been informed that the increase shall be only 0.4%, which is fantastic. Instead of removing the additional budgeted health insurance expense, though, we decided to leave it in the budget to have some extra funding for when union negotiations do occur.
The budget reflects a 1% increase for electrical workers already negotiated into their contract. The assembly had some questions about the spending plan. Here's Taylor Norheim.
With the library and parks and rec shut down right now, are we moving money that isn't being used there towards either the emergency things we're using now or anywhere like that, or are they still getting their full budget and it's just not being used?
Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht responded that staff in those departments are working on the borough's COVID-19 response, and the municipality is hopeful those costs can be recouped with federal emergency funding. Other employees are furloughed, with the community gym and pool closed.
I have not even started trying to fill the director position. Probably won't until the fall, or at least start it, purposely leaving it vacant under the assumption that we'll have a really difficult time opening Parks and Rec until, you know, we're past the danger of spreading the virus. So,
right.
So again, the payroll budgets look the same, but people aren't really doing Parks and Rec or a lot of library work right now.
Giesbrecht also reported to the Assembly May 4th he did not foresee the community center reopening before August at the earliest. He also does not expect the borough will be putting on 4th of July festivities this summer, except for a possible fireworks show. The Assembly also asked about overtime spending in the police and jail budgets, and they asked about whether this could be called a balanced budget. Here's Tao's response, followed by Giesbrecht's.
The budget balances, but it uses reserves, which isn't the normal situation. But we're not really in a normal situation right now either. And, you know, there's a reason why we have budget policies and, you know, we don't want to stockpile taxpayers' money. And, you know, we save reserves for rainy days such as now. And I think that... we were thinking that this would be a good time, instead of increasing the property tax rate, to use some of the reserves this year.
Without a lot of direction from either the community or even the Assembly, we did not reduce services in this budget. And that's really a factor of, if everybody wants the budget to go down as far as what we actually spend, then we've got to have the conversation about what services everybody wants to stop doing. Because it's, I mean, biggest part of our budget is payroll. And the only way to affect that is to offer or do less.
The Borough Assembly passed the spending plan unanimously in its first reading without making any changes Monday. It takes two more readings before it's approved. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.